Attorney General Mukasey visited Baghdad this week to meet with some of the people who are trying to restore Iraq's legal system. More than 200 Justice Department officials are working on everything from training judges to investigating criminal cases to providing court security in Iraq, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Here's a chicken and egg question. Does Iraq need to be secure before the country can have a working justice system? Or could a functioning legal system help bring about the country's security? A case study from Mosul may provide some insight. Reed Pixler is a lawyer who's been working on a provincial reconstruction team in the city for nearly 2 years. And when he first arrived in Mosul, he realized there were no terrorism trials taking place.
So if you looked at all of the arrests, you report information about the arrests of terrorists. Unless there's a trial, they go free. It was called the catch and release program.
He says people would destroy evidence, witness intimidation was rampant, and trials were just failing. Pixler set up something called a major crimes court in Mosul. It's a fortified compound where judges can live and trials can take place in peace. In the last year, the court tried more than 250 suspected terrorists. And while news reports of poor security conditions in Mosul persist, Pixler says,
our security situation improved substantially when the court started to function.
The complex in Mosul is modeled after a much bigger one in Baghdad's Rusafa neighborhood. That complex houses prisoners, judges, prosecutors, and courts. Other similar compounds are being built in other parts of the country where, ideally, justice can flourish in a place that's protected from outside attacks. In Mosul, there are still threats against judges. Pixler says people hang posters in the mosques.
And the one that the judge showed me, Judge Dawood, for him, he held up, this is your fifth and final warning, you know. And he said, I want to see the sixth and final warning.
It's actually not a laughing matter. Since 2003, 35 judges and their family members have been killed in Iraq. The most recent assassination was just a month ago. Pixler says there's a reason insurgents target the judges.
If you want to maintain insecurity and chaos, the first thing you want to target, according to Shakespeare, is the attorneys, but it's actually the courts. Stop that court system from functioning, and you have been able to disrupt the government is in entirety.
So why do judges keep doing this work, even though they know they could be killed for it? The chief investigative judge in Baghdad, who asked not to be named, believes what he's doing is essential to the future of his country.
The country is like a tent. The central pole that holds the tent is the justice system.
The ranks of judges in Iraq have more than doubled since 2003, from 500 to 1,200 today. But that's still not enough to meet the system's needs. See, Iraq's legal system is different from the American system. In Iraq, judges conduct investigations. When the investigation is over, the judge brings charges and the trial begins. But in the meantime, detainees sit in prison waiting for their day in court. Iraq does not guarantee defendants a speedy trial the way the U.S. does. A snapshot of the prison system shows the impact of having too few judges. At the rule of law compound in Baghdad, there are roughly 6,800 prisoners, and more than 6,000 of them have not yet had a trial. Mike Panic directs a program working with the Iraqi prison system, and he says the detainee population is only growing.
We think that the Iraqis need about 50,000 prison beds. They currently have 6,610.
That point is worth repeating. Assuming that violence continues at its current pace in Iraq, the U.S. estimates that Iraqis need more than 7 times the number of prison beds they currently have. Before the surge started last fall, Panic's group preemptively built 4,500 new prison beds. They filled up in 3 months. At the end of the Attorney General's visit to Baghdad, Michael Mukasey told a room full of Justice Department employees, out of the 400-some-odd days I have left in this job, there will be none as important as the day I spent here. The next morning at his hotel room in Doha, Qatar, Mukasey explained why he feels that way.
In American politics, people use the phrase law and order. I'm a law and order guy. If that rolls off the tongue, you go over there, you understand why those things go together and what it means. The American embassy is in one of Saddam's palaces. It's kind of happy-go-fascist motif. That's what order without law is all about. The judges are what the combination is about.
Mukasey said Iraq's chief judge gave him a medallion with a picture of Hammurabi, the Babylonian king who created one of the world's first written legal codes thousands of years ago in the land that is now Iraq.
And it occurred to me that it's possible that in 50 or 100 years, somebody's going to be giving somebody a medallion with his image on it. He could wind up being not the next Hammurabi, but the next great symbol of law.
Mukasey paused for a moment and said, "I really hope it happens." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.